control what I watch on the TV? Or would I dance to at the bars? Get your hands into everything. Try to get me to look like what you are. Well, I may wear your fashions and work your 9 to 5. But I've told you all along there are things I won't compromise. Now my producers, they didn't want me. They said I was too direct. I went home, trashed myself. My friend Jay said, now what did you expect? Want you to be alive so you'll get on the radio. But keep on doing,
keep on doing
what you're doing.
What
you've already
doing.
Stolen the show. I said I know.
From the brothers who can't disguise it, even in men's clothing, and the sisters who just
present. I ought to have the pride, but you were so disrespectful that on your birthday I just cried. There's a fleet of ships on the Hudson and sailors open hand, and when he offered me passage I said there's no promise left. S.O.S. from Miss Liberty, I said, let the old girl sing.
Like
I am feeling righteous, I got my music and my chords. Though the siren may be screaming,
screaming.
Though the siren may be screaming,
screaming.
I can only
closed part one of the Stephen Grossman tribute show with a song from a new album of his music. The song was Last Pioneers, and I opened this segment with the song as done in 1994 by the duo Castleberry and Dupre, his lifelong friends. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome back to Queer Music Heritage. There's a special interview for this segment also, but before I get to it, I want to share another early Stephen Grossman song, perhaps his best-known one. The song Out from his 1974 album, Caravan Tonight. This song has affected many people over the years, and it inspired one of them, the very talented artist Mark Weigel to record sort of a duet with the voice of Stephen on that song. It appeared on his 2002 CD called Out of the Loop, and I got him to talk about it.
Well, doing the song Out is sort of one of those things in my career that keeps me satisfied. When it's all said and done, I'm 80, I can look back and go, you know what, that was really cool. My story with that song, when I was like 20 and just coming out myself, not out to my parents yet, my first ever lover had this song on a cassette, and there was no label on it. He didn't know who it was, and it was, you know, I was already into singer-songwriters, Fogelberg and Lightfoot and all these guys, and here was this great singer and this great, well-written song, and it was speaking exactly to where I was at in my life right then about coming out, and I was just blown away. I mean, it was a really important song for me. And then years later, I was writing songs myself, and I met Blackberry, himself a gay musical pioneer. And the first night we hung out together, he said, oh, have you heard Stephen Grossman? And I said, no. And he put this LP on, and I was just floored that that was the song. And it was called Out, and it was by Stephen Grossman. And Stephen was on Mercury Records doing this incredibly out, lyrically out gay music. So he's definitely a pioneer. So it's a real honor to do this song, and I think a lot of folks that knew his music will be, you know, hopefully pleased to hear this.
Mom, hey Mom, I've something important to say. I know you didn't plan for me turning out this way, but you didn't fail me, Mom, and I don't love you any less, 'cause for me it's just a matter of what suits me best. Yeah, it's hard for you to take, it's nothing you would brag when your firstborn turns out to be. Papa, oh Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Well, that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door with her hair calling me crazy. But I think it's out of fear, 'cause you're not so sure that you aren't.
Very nice. Mark Weigel joining Stephen on his song, Out. Now, from listening to part one of the show, you heard Richard Dworkin talk about Stephen and the genesis of the new album. He was the associate producer, and the executive producer was Judith Castleberry. I'm very pleased to also be able to share with you her perspective on the project and on her friendship with Stephen. I started with the obvious question, asking about the new CD.
Well, it's been a long time coming. We did the initial tracks in 91, and that was in California. Stephen and Mimi Fox and I and Christopher Bergman went into Paul Drescher's home studio in the East Bay in California and laid down vocals and guitar. And then we, after Stephen passed, I was in New York and started working with Richard and some other musicians and actually putting the tracks together, putting the instrumentation to the vocals. It's a bit of a backward process in terms of how recordings are normally done. But we had a lot of really skilled people on hand. I do feel like the final arrangements and instrumentation are true to how he heard the songs. And I think the end result is I think people will be pleased. I'm pleased.
For our listeners, what is your connection to Stephen Grossman?
Stephen and I go way back. I refer to him as my best friend. We were really close. He's actually the person that taught me how to play guitar. He gave me my first guitar. There were a small group of us, Jacques Dupre and some other folks, that actually were doing music together. We didn't always live in the same cities, but we always stayed in touch.
People talk about Stephen the artist. Could you talk about Stephen the person?
Oh, he was a nuts. He was great. I mean, he was a really great guy. He was crazy. He was a lot of fun. He was a control freak. What I appreciated about him was, for the most part, he was brutally honest, at least with me. And so that was something that we appreciated about each other. We could always really tell each other the truth. And it's a good thing when you have friends like that. He was very, he had a big heart. He had a big heart. And he understood what it was like for people to live on the margins and have a hard way to go. And that was before he really understood himself to be gay. And so it's something that always infused his perspectives and his politics. And he was a good guy. He was a good guy. But really, really nuts. He was really fun. He was a lot of fun.
I have a side question. How much did Stephen perform in New York before he moved to California?
He performed a good bit. Once he did the recording with Mercury Records and did Caravan Tonight, they actually put him on tour to promote the recording. But he did a good amount of performing in New York. He played at places like Max's Kansas City and kind of mainstream clubs. And also, you know, he was from New York, and he was integrated into the New York gay community. And so he had a good audience base.
Regarding the actual recording of the songs, I understand, you know, he was very sick and almost was reluctant to even do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was actually really ill when we actually got to recording him. He had KS on his lungs. He had an intravenous feeding tube. He was pretty ill. He passed about maybe 6 weeks or so after we completed the recording. So that's the stage that he was in. And he worked so hard. You know, it was hard for him. He had KS on his body. So he was in a lot of pain. His breathing was labored, you know, so it was a lot going on with him physically. But his spirit, once we actually determined that we were going to make this happen, his spirit was really very strong. And I think that his spirit actually really took him through. And in many ways, I think that his vocal performance on this recording is actually really, really wonderful, because he had to actually compensate for not having the vocal power that he was used to having. And so I think what he wound up doing was actually being much more deliberate in his storytelling. He was always a good storyteller. So I think in the end, it actually, in an odd way, served his performance well, or I should say he utilized it in a really positive way.
I suspect the answers are probably time and money, but some may wonder why it took 20 years for the CD.
Time and money, and I don't know if people can appreciate how emotional of a journey it actually is to work on something of someone who you're very close to who's passed away. It's definitely time and money and emotion and life. We did the initial work, and then we left it alone for a couple of years. And I think those first few years were just the difficulty of actually really dealing with it. And then we were able to get a good chunk of it done, and then we ran out of money. And then we were able to get more money and finish it up. The other thing that we were trying to do, which we were not successful at doing, was we were trying to get Caravan Tonight from Mercury to actually release a double, to release his first and to release this together. And so we were working on that for quite a while because it seemed close, and then it slipped away, and then it seemed close again. So we a couple of times held off because we thought that we actually would be able to get Caravan Tonight and Something in the Moonlight out at the same time.
To what do you attribute the whoever owns the Caravan Tonight, their reluctance?
I think it's just the way that corporations understand themselves, and it has no kind of emotional or economic logic to it, because the masters don't do Mercury any good. It's not like they're going to sell it. It's not like, you know, it's not like he's going to all of a sudden become a major figure and blow up and there's going to be a big demand. At this point, it's archival, really. So I think it's just more of this is how we do things. We don't let go of our masters. That's pretty much where it is with most major labels.
I want to break away from the interview so that you can hear another track from the new Stephen Grossman album. It's a rather reflective song called Step.
It started at the office, proceeded to the gym. Everybody asking, where's that redhead boy been? Some of us were wondering, could this be the big hey? All of us were hoping that he wouldn't stay away. Now what good is the office? Why bother with the gym? If you can't concentrate and you keep getting thin, what good is the air if you can't catch your breath? What good is a pillow if you can't get your rest? Step, step, look at all we have got. Step, step, will we make it to the top? Oh, well, step, step, one at a time. Step, step, it's a mighty hard climb. Now Mitzi doesn't speak and she doesn't get tense. With limited knowledge and infinite sense, she waits on her dinner and welcomes a leash, and somehow we know that this dog Duke Peach. And Red isn't fearless, he just takes it in stride. And he surely isn't careless with matters of pride. He dreams of Australia in his mechanical chair, of grabbing his lover and taking him there. Step, step, look at all we have got. Step, step, will we make it to the top? Oh, well, step, step, one at a time. Step, step, it's a mighty hard climb. Well, gravity will pull you and moods, they will shift. A friend with compassion is always a gift. A cure is for the moment and always on my mind. When miracles are tardy and nature is blind, well, the office is for earning and working what you know. The gym is for the body and watching it grow. Forever is elusive and happens to day. Death is made for living and just a step away. Step, step, look at all we have got. Step, step,
we make it to the top. Oh, well, step, step, when you step to the stars, I'll be watching the sky just to see where you are.
Do you have a favorite song from the album?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I actually really love Buena Vista, and I really love Something in the Moonlight and California Now. I think California Now came out really just wonderful. Steve Sandberg, who played piano and keyboards on this recording, just did a beautiful, beautiful job. I mean, in addition to how things turned out, part of the reasons why I like some of the tracks have to do with my memories of the recording sessions as well.
Let me ask it a different way. Is there a song with a particular personal meaning to you?
Wow. Maybe maybe Something in the Moonlight, just because I think it's really poignant that he's able to tell the story of being in that space of losing someone and then also understanding his own mortality. And I think that that's a really poignant piece.
Being the gay music activist that I am, my favorite's Last Pioneers.
And that's the song that means an awful lot to me. And that's also a song that Casper Dupre recorded as well. We were actually together when he wrote that song. And we had come back to New York for the bicentennial. And it was a very intense time because it was everything was red, white, and blue. And we, of course, had an ambivalent relationship with the whole intensely American, particular brand of American patriotism that was 1976. And one of the reasons he came to New York was to try to revive his career, and he went and talked to producers, and they basically told him that no one's interested in what you're doing, and if you want to change your pronouns, then maybe we can talk. They told him straight people don't want to hear about gay people, and gay people don't want to hear about gay people. So he wrote that song like pretty quickly, as I recall. The song itself it tells that story, and it also tells the story of us, of kind of our conversations about those circumstances at the same time. It came out of the long history of marginalized people in American society, marginalized by sexuality and, in my case, race and gender and class and, you know, all those things. That's how we had always known each other and understood each other, and we're able to communicate on that level. And it's a great song. It's a really great song.
Indeed. This project must be like achieving a long-time dream. Can you tell me your feelings about that?
It's kind of unbelievable because it's taken so long. Like when we actually got the CDs in our hands, I was like, I can't even hardly believe it. But it's really gratifying. It's gratifying to know that we actually got finished. We actually finished it and came all the way through to this side. And it means a lot to a lot of us for a number of reasons. I mean, in terms of thinking about LGBTQ, you know, history and archiving, being able to archive what people have done, it's very important on that level. And it's also very important personally to be able to have his work and to be able to hear him, which was the impetus for doing it in the first place. I really do hope that it generates, you know, another level of conversation for the gay community in terms of thinking about and understanding much more of history and what work people have done and what it took for them to do it. In this case, we're actually able to see how Stephen, as a groundbreaker in terms of his work being out and open in the 70s and what it meant then, and then also how he was able to carry it forward in his life, even though he had to, you know, become an accountant and make a living. And the creative desire never left him.
Again, I thank Judith Castleberry for the interview. In this segment, I have more rare live music by Stephen Grossman. I definitely need to credit and thank the Pacifica Archives in Los Angeles for providing me with this next material. It was a radio broadcast done on KPFA in Berkeley in September of 1976 from a regular show called Fruit Punch Collective, and the particular show was called Gay Music for a Spring Night. It also featured two other artists I love, Gwen Avery and Blackberry. And you'll hear Stephen's segment singing Caravan Tonight, 5 O'Clock Song and Song to That Eminem Man.
Austin, you got that gypsy in your eye. We have Fogan months behind us. Now you say I'm too possessive, though your head is on my knee. Your mind is just outside of town. Your ears are ringing for that carefree tambourine. There's a caravan tonight. It will be passing by our window. We have many roads before us. Last night while you were sleeping, I put patches on your pants, and I watched you in your dreams, and I waited for the sun to bring you home, to bring you home, to bring you home. Now if the freedom your heart embraces is nothing but a vision in the sand, you know I'll be waiting here. I'll be your oasis. I'll be your promise, your promised land. Austin, you got that fever in your head. Say security confines you. My laughter wears you down. You know the fault is in our years. There's no difference in desire. I used to wander with my father's violin. There's a caravan tonight. It approaches in the market. There's a rushing of flounces and rhythm swinging feet. There's a boy in scarlet sashes, and he's calling out the names of the lovers that he left here once before, oh, once before, once before. Now, if the freedom your heart embraces is nothing but a vision in the sand, you know I'll be waiting here. I'll be your oasis. I'll be your promise, your promised land, your promised land, your promised land. Austin, you got that gypsy in your eye. There's a boy outside that window with the moon upon his shoulders. Though your kisses on my lips, your senses rage beyond control. Your heart, it's racing with his crazy castanets. There's a caravan tonight. I can hear it in the distance. You have many years for you. Last night while you were sleeping, I put patches on your pants, and I watched you in your dreams, and I waited for the sun to bring you softly, softly, the curtains are swinging its way. My guitar is playing a 5 o'clock song, and I'm singing along, singing along.
a tropical lullaby to bid the afternoon goodbye, mystical tune to welcome in the moon. The country is calling, the city is chasing, 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 the highway is happy and humming, my guitar is drumming a 5 o'clock song, and we're moving along, moving along. Lorry drivers in their cabs love to see the silly facts, waiting in the snow, just doing a traveling show. Whoa, 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 little darling, we don't need no bar to keep our spirits going on. As long as the thumbs are working and the traffic keeps on flowing and flowing. Love, it was a vision, came when the day was fading, fading, fading. My lover, he's slender and steady, my guitar is ready for it 5 o'clock song. Oh, I won't do wrong, can't do you wrong. Dancing, whistling down the map, arms around me on your lap, having time to understand, you see, it's all so new, it's all so grand. My heart is finally sitting where my head once belonged, and I'm laughing and I'm singing, now watch me, I'm joking and swinging. Whoa, 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 loving and bringing you these 5 o'clock songs. Whoa, whoa.
Song that I wrote to a man who was born on my birthday. And speaking of which, he was born on September 1st. I was born on September 1st. This woman I live with was born on September 1st. And Lily Tomlin, who was born on September 1st. Someone told me she's getting, what is she getting tonight? Isn't it about time? Right this second. Let's give her a hand, wherever she is. I just love that woman. At any rate, this man, I don't know what was wrong with him, but, did I say that? Oh, no. At any rate, we couldn't keep it together, and he was working in this home for handicapped children at this place called Queens something or other, Queens State Home for Handicapped Children, and I went up there with him a bunch of times. There's a child on, wait, this is out of tune. There's a child by the window, a child by the door waiting for that orange bus that won't come anymore. There's a silent child, a sightless child with a sorrow that's hard to mend.
there's a child of the poor and he's crying on the floor. For his eminent friend, Lord, is crying now. So very long and so hard, Lord is crying now. So very long and so hard. Where are you, eminent man, with your sunshine song? Ain't you coming today? Did I go and do something wrong? I've been ready all morning, I've been looking to see. Oh, if you're standing out there with your bozo hair and a bag of candy for me. Well, if the child ain't like the rest of you, you say he might as well be dead now. Tell him that he can't understand, but you don't want to get it in your head that a child has a right to live and breathe simply 'cause he was born. Oh, you don't have to see and hear what's happening to feel. Someone speaking up behind you to feel. Someone playing with your head or to feel. Someone who wants to be gentle. Oh, gentle. Oh, gentle, gentle and warm. There's a child in my daydreams, this child in my head waiting for that man with the baggy pants to come and share my bed. There's a growing child and a knowing child who says, Stephen, be glad for what you can. But there's a child in my chest and he won't let me rest without that eminent bed. Lord, I'm so tired, but I can't sleep at all. I'm so tired, Lord, and yet I constantly go. Where are you, eminent man? Oh, your sunshine song. Ain't you coming today? Or did I do something wrong? I've been waking up tired, I've been looking to see. Oh, if you're standing out there with your bozo hair and a bunch of roses for me. Well, now you told me it's hard to say what you feel, and yet you cried when you heard my songs. And I can't seem to understand why the feeling went away when the magic was gone. Oh, a child has a need to live and to love simply 'cause he was born. Oh, man, you don't have to see and hear what's happening to feel. Someone's sneaking up behind you to feel. Someone playing with your head or to feel. Someone like me wants to be gentle. Oh, gentle. Oh, gentle. Try to be gentle with your baby. I tried to be gentle with your baby. Gentle. Gentle and warm.
There's this child on the corner, and this child all alone. And you know where we're waiting on this Eminem man, who's gonna come here to take me, to take me home.
Stephen Grossman from the KPFA radio broadcast from 1976. This is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage. That was part two of my tribute, and please continue listening and check out part three for a rare interview with Stephen himself. Closing out this segment is another song from the album Something in the Moonlight. It's called Out to Play.
Just a familiar inclination to be mean to mountain, full of these inflammations. What a seed to be the spent and prematurely bent, going out to play. Perhaps it's a device, only a fell gesticulation to be seen, a final price with manic complications. What a fumble, how inept, a secret better kept, going out to play. When the too fragile, the anger too real, when the memories are too vivid and there's too much to fail, and the vision in the glass gets haggard and muddy, I go with them and I call this old buddy, the idiot savant, the laughing Pagliacci, so obscenely bony bone, assuring that you not see the synapse I've escaped, the rainbowed makeup kit. Out to play, well, it's a stiff or busted lip in the gladiator's pit, going out to play.